We've got this round of It Happened in Florida, and you're welcome to get in and compete. You can do it at 844-4WW-SHOW. We're going to share three stories. That's it. They're all true. We're not making anything up, but one of them happened in Florida, which is consistently the leader in this great world of ours for cranking out crazy. So you spot the Florida story first, you win at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody, how about number one?
Story number one is about a police officer who probably needs to do a better job of frisking somebody he just arrested for stealing stuff from a store. You see, what happened was this woman was busted by the loss prevention officer for stealing a bunch of things. She had a giant lunchbox with her. And she was grabbing clothing off the shelves, stuffing it into the lunchbox, and then tried to walk out of the store. Cops were called, and she was arrested. And when she was in the back of the cruiser, and they're on their way to jail, police officer noticed that she was smoking. Now, that's not something, if you've never been arrested before, Chelsea can tell you, you're not allowed to smoke in the back of a cruiser.
Snacks in the backside, yes, but no smoking.
Well, it's hard to get the cigarette lit when your hands are behind your back.
It is true, Chelsea. Not a cigarette in this case.
Especially after it's been inside your body.
Correct. Crack pipe in this particular case.
All right.
Good news is they did find her stash after searching her at the jail.
Oh, do we want to know where?
Yeah.
Cooter.
Yes, exactly.
Is that right?
4.5 grams of Xanax.
Cooch.
As well as a similar amount of crack cocaine.
Front butt and back butt.
And a lighter.
Trasero de enfrente, trasero de atrás.
You got to be careful pulling that lighter out. Might spin that little wheel and just fire it right up.
Wee-wee area.
Flick your own bick.
That's right. I was thinking Zippo, but yeah.
That's a cooch.
That's a weird shape.
Yes, it is, Chelsea.
I preferred Bic, the small ones.
Right.
Yes, Cooch.
Was it in Florida where she was smoking in the back seat of the cruiser?
I'm sure it was in Pittsburgh.
They love their Cooch here in Pittsburgh.
Story number two is something that I think we all are dying to see. And honestly, at least I speak for myself, can't believe we don't see more of. That, of course, is two 70-plus-year-old men fighting over samples at Costco. How is this not happening more often? I mean, you've been to Costco before, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People giving out free food willy-nilly, cooking up your chicken patties, slicing it into quarters, putting it on a toothpick. Grab a little joint juice on your way out.
Joint juice is so hard to keep lit.
But you got to dodge the retired folks who are going there to have lunch.
Swim technique is usually what I do. Just
now, usually they're a little unsteady on their feet, so it's not too tough. Well, in story number two, a 70-year-old dude at this particular Costco apparently was waiting in line for a free cheese sample, like you do. Suddenly, a 72-year-old man cut in front of him and grabbed the cheese.
Oh, hell no.
That's not a euphemism for something. He actually grabbed cheese in front of this old dude. Well, you know what? 70-year-old guy was a bigger man. He's like, all right. Probably needed it more than me, you know? I'm fine. But then it happened a second time. Same dude waiting in line for the cheeseburger samples. Same 72-year-old man cuts in front of him and grabs a sample. That's it. Younger dude, the 70-year-old, confronts the older dude, the 72-year-old.
Ready to throw some hands.
72-year-old hits this dude upside the dome. Knocks his hat off and everything. Well, it's on now. Now you got two guys who are over 70 fighting in the aisles of Costco over cheese. My question for you is it Florida? That's what you've got to decide at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody has the third and final story right here.
When you're thinking about a life of crime and you decide that you're going to steal stuff, how high on your list of things to steal is 500 pounds of wigs and raw hair?
Ew.
What do you mean, ooh, Chelsea?
I only know this because I feel like we've talked about it in the past. That's actually worth a lot of dough.
$20,000.
Somebody was trying to sell that on Craigslist.
Somebody was, that's right, a 55-gallon drum of hair.
Mm-hmm. I don't
Although
like the,
some of that was body hair.
But
this
has
obviously got to be, you know, hair from the head, right?
Raw hair.
Three men broke into a wig workshop. One pulled a gun and demanded the hair that they had there. Half an hour later, they were out of there with 500 pounds of wigs and raw hair worth more than $100,000.
Which weighs more, 500 pounds of wigs or 500 pounds of iron?
Don't.
Same amount. You said 500 pounds.
Good job.
The owner of the wig shop says when he finds these guys, there's going to be hell to pay.
I will come across this table.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
Are you hell to pay?
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
Please say they're combing over the evidence.
No.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Nope. I will not allow it.
You'd keep your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
Was it in Florida where they stole the hair? And I've run out of hair puns. Kimberly is up first to try and solve our quiz. Kimberly, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down to the plywood state?
Story number two.
Story number two. Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure if I'm saying the name of this state right. South Carolina?
Yes, you're saying it correctly.
Greenville, South Carolina is where the two old men fought over cheese and burgers in the aisles of Costco. By the way, the police did, of course, arrive. However, apparently there were no arrests made and they were able to straighten it all out. So no hell to pay on that one.
Scott, 50-50 shot.
Story number one.
Number one, yeah.
Yeah.
She stole from the Walmart in St. Petersburg, Florida. They should have maybe searched her a little more because in the back of the cruiser on her way to jail, she decided to smoke a little crack, which is always the best place to smoke some crack when you're on your way to jail. And story number three, not even in this country, 500 pounds of hair stolen from a New Delhi wig shop in India. 20 grand worth of hair. The owner says people think wigs are cheap, but they cost a fortune to make. Do you realize that they actually collect hair there in certain temples in India? One of them every year collects enough hair that they sell it for millions of dollars that goes into the temple's coffers. Millions of dollars worth of hair.
That is incredible. Speaking of weird things, how about coaches for your kids so that they can improve their video game skills? That's obviously a joke, right? That's not a thing. Or is it? We'll dig in next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.